Steve Phillips has a great set of teeth, too.
Well, he's got a nice
smile.
Steve
Phillips is a stud, flat out.
And he joins us now. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How we doing? I got a little worried about the gray hair conversation there. Yeah. And then definitely for Ovechkin, you got to fix the teethus.
Steve, are your teeth real?
They are. Yeah, I have one that I had knocked out that I've got a kind of like what's called a Maryland bridge. But yeah, my teeth are real otherwise. You got a lot of braces as a kid, though.
Well, it paid off, dude. Like, you guys have fake teeth, right? Like,
all my front ones are fake.
Mine aren't.
I guess you had a mask, so
my fake ones have gone yellow. I gotta get all new.
Wait a minute, slow down. Your fake ones? How do they? I thought fake ones last like the test of time. Those things go.
Well, you're beside me. Are they white?
You're not really showing them.
Anyway, carry on.
Sorry, Steve. We'll pick this up later on.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I'm not pretending I have the best teeth in the business either.
Yeah, you're not exactly like white teeth.
I don't. I don't have good teeth.
And your wife's a dentist.
Yeah, and believe me, she can't help me. There's only so much she can really do.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced either... like direct experience, either one of your guys or an opponent. Have you been a part of a no-hit or a perfect game?
Well, you know, the Mets did not have any no-hitters for the longest time. And after I was gone, Johan Santana finally had it. They've only had one in their history. And so we had been no-hit before. And I remember as a kid, I went to a Detroit Tigers, growing up in Detroit, I went to a Tigers game against the Kansas City Royals. And Steve Busby, who was just a great pitcher for the Royals back in the day, threw a no-hitter against the Tigers that day. So I've been part of them, and then certainly have been part of them playing in the minor leagues and having guys before, and had actually played behind Dwight Gooden in the minor leagues. His first year in the minors, he threw a one-hitter. Some guy stuck his bat out, hit one over the right field wall, just scraped the back side of it. But it was the most dominating performance I've ever seen in my life, where Gooden was just mowing down low Class A players in the minor leagues.
On the other end of it, Stroman struggling again, Steve. I think as a general manager of any sports organization, you're thinking a week ahead, you're thinking a month ahead, you're thinking about everything. What are some of the thoughts creeping into your head about what to do with Stroman as far as his performance and what to do with it going forward?
Yeah, you know, like I honestly, you know, the Cubs just put Yu Darvish on the disabled list with the flu, quote-unquote, the flu. Yet he was standing on the top step of the dugout looking around the other day. And I thought, man, if he's really sick, you probably wouldn't have him around the other guys. I know that, and I said this before and I still say it, that I would put Stroman on the 10-day DL and I would hit the pause button and regroup a little bit because, you know, whether it's physical, and I believe it very well could be, and that he's okay to pitch, but he's weaker than he's been and he can't command his pitches. And 10 days would give a chance to kind of catch his breath there, or it's mechanical. It would give them some time to work on those mechanics to get him right. And I just think that he needs to get something and just keep, look, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. And that's what it feels like. He keeps running out there without anything different, and the results don't change at all.
Yeah, I love the Phantom DL stint. Like, that's the best. We were talking about it earlier because we were discussing the idea of him having a start skipped, or they, you know, transition him to the bullpen or send him down. None of those options are going to happen. What would happen is exactly what you detailed. They'll come up with something on the DL, but the problem is with Stroman is you've got to get him to buy into it, and you've got to get in. He's got to commit to it. Right, like you can't place him on the DL with some phony injury where you know it's just about hitting the reset button, and then this guy jumps on Twitter and goes, "Actually, I'm not injured, but you know, height doesn't measure heart, blah blah blah," and you're like, "What the hell's going on here?"
I think you're 100% right, and yet, you know, the other thing you have to do is sometimes you have to protect players against themselves. Look, you love tough guys, right? I mean, Stroman's a tough guy. I love battlers. He's a battler. I mean, you wish everybody had his sort of mentality. But sometimes, you know, you have to be more realistic. Sometimes you have to consider what is the right thing here. And doing your best, trying your hardest, is sometimes backing off. He's not wired that way. And I learned it the hard way myself playing. I hit extra hitting every single day. And it compounded my bad thinking sometimes. So, yeah, I think he does need to be protected against himself, and I mean it as a compliment, not as a detriment. But I think that if they don't, then we're just going to keep seeing the same sort of thing go out there and hoping beyond hope that you figure something different's going on.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst, obviously the big news yesterday was Roberto Osuna, and I saw you on SportsCenter. I think you detailed everything appropriately, and it's still a moving target, so to speak, in terms of the details. We don't know exactly what happened. We don't know when everything's going to go public. But for those listening and watching on TSN2 that didn't see you on SportsCenter yesterday, take us through how you see this process playing out with Osuna.
Right. Well, the joint domestic violence policy, the policy agreed to between Major League Baseball, the Commissioner's Office, and the Players Association, calls for a 7-day administrative leave. They had to put some period of time in there because they didn't want to leave it open-ended, so they put 7 days in. But clearly, because his court date isn't until June 18th, it seems that that will be negotiated to be extended. And this, there's no part of this that is meant to be a punishment because it's a paid leave, right? He's out in a way. But I think everybody agrees that it would be bad form to have him take the mound while an investigation about something like this is going on, that it's just not the appropriate thing to do. So I suspect that everybody will negotiate it, that he'll be away from the team until there's some resolution to the case. And at that point, whatever it is, there will be some, you know, legal proceeding, whether charges are dropped, whether he's convicted, acquitted, whatever it is. And then Major League Baseball will issue their own discipline. They tend to wait for the legal proceedings to run their course. So they don't in any way get involved in you know, shifting it one way or the other. But what we do know is that baseball will suspend players even if charges aren't brought against the player, even if charges are dropped. And we've seen that. Chapman didn't ever have charges brought against him, but he lost 30 days to 30-game suspension. Then you look at Jose Reyes. They had charges dropped, 51-game suspension, based upon their investigation. They thought it was more substantial. And Jairus Familia with the Mets had a 15-game suspension when charges were dropped. So the thing about Osuna to keep an eye on, and look, this is baseball stuff, and we've got to obviously keep the victim as the priority in all this process. But for him personally, for his career, if he loses any number of games that causes him to lose 16 days of service, because right now the Major League season is 187 days to play 162 games. But to get a year of service time, you need 172 days of service to qualify for 1 year. So if he loses 16 days of service time, it will mean that he will not become a free agent in 2020, but it'll be pushed back to 2021. So that's some part of the impact of all of this behavior on him that may very well be deserved as they flush through this the entire process.
Steve, this is obviously very serious stuff, the climate in the world today and with what's going on. But what do you think of, I mean, sometimes in life, whether you're a man or a woman, you're accused of something that you found not guilty of. What do you think of him being told to step away from the game before all the facts come out and he's either deemed guilty or not guilty? Is that really a fair system where, I don't know, what I'm trying to say, and it's a difficult question because it's like, okay, you're automatically guilty, so you're out of here. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I don't think anybody's assuming he's automatically guilty, and that's why it's a paid leave. I mean, it'd be one thing if they pulled him away and said, oh, we're not paying you while this is going on. But I think it kind of puts him in a holding pattern until there's some resolution to it. Mm-hmm. And whatever the circumstances is, well, you're right, we'll know what ends up happening with it, and his reputation will be affected one way or the other because of it. But I think that, you know, there's no perfect way, but at least this way, and they make it clear, this is not a punishment. This is to be able to appropriately deal with the situation so that he can support his own defense, so that baseball can do an investigation and find out what happened and what didn't happen. He'll get his pay until then, and then, and only after all of it's been investigated and handled, will a judgment be handed down, which would in any way hamper service time or pay for him as a player.
I didn't want to seem like insensitive there. I'm just like,
no, that's the truth. I mean, no, we're talking about the court of public opinion.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Like the court of public opinion is.
Yeah, if I did something that someone falsely accused of, and my boss told me to go home, and I'd be like, why? I did not do this.
Well, and this is where again I think it's changed.
But I'm,
Steve,
like, by no means disrespecting anybody or whatever.
We know that
it's a sport.
You don't have to qualify that. But I think what used to probably happen, Steve, like 20 years ago, I would guess, you know, we were living in such a different climate, but right. Ross Atkins probably would have come out yesterday and said, you know, he's our guy and we support him. He didn't do that yesterday. Like,
right.
Atkins was very careful to be like, we support Major League Baseball and we take this really seriously. Like, at no point during his press conference was he saying anything about how we support Osuna and we've got his back. Like, that doesn't happen anymore, and I can understand why it doesn't.
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly the climate change. I got to tell you, appropriately so. And maybe the risk in all of it is there could be false accusations, and somebody's going to have to deal with it, and you know, they're sort of stepping away when maybe it's not fair. But I think that part, if there is that circumstance, I'd rather be wrong on that side than just dismissing it and saying, ah, we know what, we support him, let's go out there no matter what he did. Because I don't think that's the right thing either. So I'd rather be on the side we're on right now. But, you know, there's no perfect way to deal with something until you run through the entire process.
Great stuff as always, Steve. We'll do it again soon. Thanks, man.
Okay, you bet, guys. My pleasure.
There's Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst.
Good hair, good teeth.
Yep, on top of things.